When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here's your morning brief for Wednesday, June 22nd. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. In Afghanistan, officials say at least 920 people were killed in an earthquake that struck the eastern part of the country early today. The U.S. Geological Survey says the magnitude 5.9 earthquake's epicenter was near the Pakistan border. Afghan officials say that over 600 people were injured in the quake and warn that the casualty numbers could rise as rescue efforts get underway. President Biden today is expected to call for a 3-month suspension of federal gasoline and diesel taxes, according to senior administration officials. Such a move to address soaring prices at the pump would require approval by Congress, where lawmakers of both parties have expressed concern about a gas tax holiday. Some Democrats worry that oil companies might pocket much of the savings, while Republicans have called for more federal support for fossil fuel production. The Biden administration is moving forward with plans to require the elimination of almost all nicotine from cigarettes, which health officials say would prompt millions of people to quit smoking. The planned Food and Drug Administration rule, which likely wouldn't take effect for several years, draws on research suggesting that very low nicotine cigarettes are less addictive. Tobacco companies say that the science is not conclusive and that they intend to fight the proposed policy. Markets in Asia ended lower and European shares dropped in early trading. U.S. stock futures slid after Tuesday's post-holiday rally, and investors will be watching for comments from Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell, who is scheduled to testify before a Senate panel later today. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news in the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.